Benzinga's Cannabis Capital Conference returns to Miami Beach on April 11th and 12th. I may be biased, but I'm telling you, this event is a can't miss. Join us to build the foundation of your next game-changing deal with CEOs and decision makers from leading companies in the industry. We're talking about the next wave of businesses, strategies from the most profitable businesses, and exactly what investors are looking for in a challenging market. Go to bzcannabis.com to meet your next investor, co-founder, and new friends. A little pro tip from me, right now tickets are $1,000 cheaper than prices at the door. Get yours now. Good morning, my friends. Happy hump day. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week so far. I know it's been crazy for me. I'm sure it's been crazy for you. It's 2023. We're all busy. It's kind of the world nowadays, but I'm giving you good vibes. I'm giving you the spirit and the energy to conquer the day. This is Elliot Lane, host of Benzinga's Cannabis Daily. You get your daily dose of cannabis news and insights right here every single weekday. Let's dive in, see what's happening, because there's some fun state-level news and then a few interesting company tidbits to update you all on. So first off, marijuana legalization is picking up steam in Minnesota. An adult use bill approved in the State House Committee, the first Senate hearing committee, will be later this week per Marijuana Moment. The Minnesota governor also proposes legalization and expungement language in his new budget request. So overall, that is looking very positive there. They are expected to move quickly, as is Ohio, as is Oklahoma, potentially Pennsylvania in the near future, potentially Hawaii in the near future. Y'all, there are catalysts and reasons to be optimistic. Keep up that smile. We can do this. A Delaware State House committee also approved a similar bill yesterday. So that being said, might see some more action there if we can get the governor on the side of this millennium. The Mississippi medical cannabis sales will begin this week per normal. An estimated 1,700 patients are registered with the state. Around 150 medical dispensaries and 60 grows have received licenses. Patients can purchase up to 3.5 grams of flower or up to 1 gram of concentrate per day. I'm not going to lie, 150 dispensaries and 60 grows for 1,700 patients. Somebody's going to get priced out there real quick. So maybe multiple somebodies. So hopefully they get more patients and more people signed up, or they just increase access and go full rec soon. But that number seems very tilted, not in a good way toward the consumer there. New cannabis beverage distribution center opens in St. Paul, Minnesota to help state beverage brands with co-packing storage and distribution. I would imagine that will be an asset acquisition opportunity in the near future for maybe some MSOs, maybe a can, who knows? We'll see. Boston's first cannabis delivery warehouse, Zip Run, that's ZYP Run, now open for online orders. The company has their own proprietary e-commerce platform. They recently raised their seed round of $2.5 million from Satari Investment Partners and Molitum Capital. So interesting new come on to the scene there. I'm pumped to see how fast they can grow and see if they can compete with maybe some of the MSOs who are, we'll say, farm to table for what they would like to say, at least. Some company news now. SpringBig, SBIG on the NASDAQ, is partnering with Corona POS to integrate a loyalty feature. They are putting their loyalty packages everywhere. So keep an eye on SpringBig. They are massively important to a lot of MSOs when it comes to marketing, a lot of brands, a lot of retail operations, getting consumers back, making sure that consumers have incentives to come back and the data is being used appropriately. So they're important to this industry. And you know, competition is there for them, but they seem to be the leader. Helping Hands Wellness Center had their license suspended in North Las Vegas due to public health concerns by Nevada's Cannabis Commission. And Leaf Brands, L-E-E-E-F, that's right, L-3-E-S-F on the OTC, enters into an exclusive licensing and sales agreement with Buddy Brands, multi-state cannabis play in California specifically. So with that being said, not a ton of public company news to keep an eye on. So I'm probably watching the funds today, MSOS, CNBS, and MJ. But SpringBig and Leaf are also on there. And keep an eye on these states, y'all. They are rolling downhill quick, and it is exciting to watch. And hopefully the advocates win out in each of those states. If you're in those states, fight for it. We need more. That being said, Elliot Lane here, Cannabis Daily. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you missed it yesterday, we had an awesome conversation with the CEO and co-founder of SunMed and Your CBD Store. Really, really insightful as to how hemp in health and wellness go hand in hand. And his really, I thought, thoughtful comments on Delta 8 and synthetic cannabinoids. So check that out on Benzinga Cannabis YouTube. Check out our interviews tomorrow. We have a ton tomorrow and next week as well. And Benzinga.com/cannabis for all your news throughout the day. With that, y'all, we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.